由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Welcome once again.
欢迎你收听天路导向。
How delighted we are that you are tuned in to listen to this broadcast.
你能够收听今日的天路导向，我们非常之开心。
It is our desire that God is using these programs to bless you.
求上帝利用天路导向来将福气带给你。
It is also our prayer that you become a blessing to others through this broadcast.
我们也都希望上帝借着这个节目让你成为其他人的祝福。
And we have been looking at selective psalms.
我们在这一段时间以来一直在看着诗篇的内容，抽取一些特定的诗篇来分享。
And in this message and the next one, we will complete our series from the Psalms.
计埋这集节目还有两集节目呢，我们就要结束诗篇的系列信息了。
I want you to turn to Psalm 133.
咁希望你能够翻开诗篇第133篇。
And as you get that ready, let me tell you a story.
但系喺你揭圣经嘅时候呢，我想同你讲一个故事。
That old story goes something like this.
有一个好古老嘅故事啊，系咁嘅。
There was a father.
曾经有一个爸爸。
Who had a family of quarrelsome sons.
他屋企系有一群好中意闹交嘅仔。
One day he called his sons before him.
有一日佢就叫晒啲仔嚟到佢面前。
Then the father picked out the strongest of his sons.
呢位爸爸呢就将佢哋最大只嗰个拣咗出嚟。
He handed him a stick and said to him, "Break the stick."
佢就俾咗一支棍仔佢啊，叫佢擘断佢啊。
The son snapped the stick easily with a gesture of contempt.
跟住个仔梗系一啲力都唔使用就将支棍咔一声就断咗啦。
Then the father handed him two sticks bound together.
然后爸爸又将两支棍仔绑埋一齐递俾佢。
Again, the son broke the two sticks.
跟住个仔又将嗰两支棍折断咗。
Then the father gave him a bundle of three sticks, then four, then five.
跟住爸爸俾三支棍、四支棍、五支棍绑埋一齐俾佢。
Finally, when the father handed his son a bundle of six sticks,
最后当爸爸将六支棍仔一齐递俾个仔嘅时候
，the boy could not break them, and he admitted defeat.
个仔终于擘唔断啦，只好认输啦。
Then the father looked at his sons and said.
这个时候爸爸看着他的仔就说了
Strength is in unity.
团结就是力量。
A house divided cannot stand.
一个家四分五裂的时候是没办法生存的。
Anyone can destroy you one by one.
每一个人都可以各个击破逐一去击败你们。
But stand together in unity.
但是当你能够团结起来的时候
Because united strength will frustrate your enemy.
因为联合的力量，你们就能够击退敌人。所以现在就想送一首广东的童谣给你，一听这首歌，你就明白了所有一切的道理了。
有力
Psalm 133 is all about the unity of the Spirit.
听完呢首歌，系咪感受到其实乜嘢系合一呢？诗篇133篇就系讲紧合一啦。
It is the kind of unity that gives strength.
其实诗篇133篇里面讲嘅合一，就系圣灵嘅合一，能够让到你得着力量。
It is the kind of unity that brings blessings.
这种合一能够为你带来祝福。
It is the kind of unity that sends the enemy fleeing.
这种的合一能够让你的敌人望风而逃啊。
It is the kind of unity that produces peace.
这种的合一能够带来和平。
It is the kind of unity that makes the world take notice.
这种的合一让整个世界都刮目观看。
Now, if you have turned to your Bible, Psalm 133, we begin to read with verse 1.
现在如果你已经回到去诗篇第133篇，就让我们从第一节开始一起来看一下。
How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity.
看啊，弟兄和睦同居是几咁嘅好，几咁嘅美丽。
It is like precious oil poured on the head.
这个好比那些贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上面。
Running down on the beard.
流到他的胡须。
Running down on Aaron's beard.
流到亚伦的胡须。
Down upon the collar of his robes.
又流到他的衣襟那里。
It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion.
又好比黑门的甘露降在石安山。
For there the Lord bestows his blessings, even life evermore.
因为在那里有耶和华命定的福，就是永远的生命。
What is unity of the Spirit?
究竟什么是圣灵里面的合一呢？
Let me first tell you what it is not.
首先我想告诉你什么不是合一。
Unity is not uniformity or conformity.
合一不是说你又是万峰，我又是万峰，个个都是一模一样一个饼印咁样，或者又不是形式上面嗰种划一。
Let me explain this.
让我来解释一下。
There are some people who think biblical unity occurs when all the churches get united.
有些人认为只有当所有的教会联合在一起的时候，才会出现好像圣经里面所讲的合一。
Or when all the churches come under one organization.
或者当所有的教会都归属于一个组织的时候。
But that is not the unity that the Bible talks about.
但是这几种东西都不是圣经里面所讲的合一啊。
A great preacher of many years ago once said,
一位伟大的牧师在很多年之前曾经讲过，
It is better to be divided by the truth than united in error.
因为真理而分裂，总好过因为错误而合一。
It is better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals.
因为宣讲真理让其他人感到痛，从而得着医治。
Then speak falsehood that comforts, then kills.
好过只是讲大话，让人觉得好舒服，最终只是谋杀。
It is not love and it is not friendship if we fail to declare the whole counsel of God.
如果我们不将上帝完整的忠告啊，向全世界讲明，我们就讲不上是说爱啊、友谊那些。
It is better to be hated for telling the truth.
就算被人憎都好，讲真理是好的。
Than to be loved for telling a lie.
讲真理是好过讲大话氹人欢喜。
When we examine God's word carefully,
如果我们仔细去查考上帝的话语的话，
It is impossible to find a biblical hero who did not have enemies and was not hated.
圣经里面的英雄没有一个人是没有敌人或者是不被人所憎恶的。
It is better to stand alone with the truth
孤单地去坚守真理
than to be wrong with a multitude
都好过同众人去同流合污。
It is better to ultimately succeed with the truth
讲真理的说话虽然要等到好后好后到最终的时候才获得成功。
Than to have temporary success with a lie.
但是他都好过因为讲大话而拿到一时的成功。
So biblical unity is not unity at any price.
因此圣经里面的合一不是随随便便的合一。
Biblical unity is not unity of compromise of one's conviction.
圣经里面的合一不是被某一个人说服而妥协的合一。
Biblical unity is not unity with anyone, anywhere.
圣经里面的合一不是随意和某人在某地里面的合一。
The prophet Amos asked,
先知阿摩斯曾经问过，
Can two walk together unless they agree?
二人如果不同心，他们怎样同行呢？
In order for believers to walk together,
信徒要想同行的时候，
they must understand the meaning of biblical unity.
他们就一定要明白圣经里面合一的含义。
Christian unity is unity of purpose and direction.
基督徒的合一是方向和目标的合一。
Christian unity is a unity of total agreement on the truth.
基督徒的合一是真理上面完全认同的合一。
Christian unity is unity of common commitment to the truth.
基督徒的合一是对真理那种共同委身的合一。
I want you to look at verse 1 of Psalm 133.
希望你能够翻开圣经诗篇133篇第一节。
How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity.
看下弟兄和睦同居是几咁嘅美善啊。
Therefore, there is no reason for me to be in unity with someone who does not believe in biblical truth.
因此我根本没有任何理由去和那些不相信圣经真理的人合一。
I cannot be in unity with someone who does not believe in the virgin birth.
我亦都不会和那些不相信耶稣是从童贞女而生的人合一。
Or the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ.
或者和那些不相信耶稣基督身体复活的人合一。
I cannot be in unity with someone who denies the divinity of Christ.
我亦都不会和那些不相信耶稣基督是完全神完全人的人合一。
Or someone who does not believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven.
更加不会和那些不相信耶稣是上天堂唯一的道路的人合一。
That is not the biblical unity that the psalmist is talking about.
这个不是诗篇作者所讲合乎圣经真理的合一。
Look at the word brethren in verse 1.
不如让我们一起来看看第一节弟兄这个词啊。
Brethren indicates those who have a common spiritual ancestry.
弟兄是指在属灵上面有共同渊源的人。
Brethren means that they are of the same mindset.
弟兄是意味着他们有相同的意念。
Brethren are those who hold the same convictions.
弟兄是指那些持守着相同的信念的人。
As a young man, I used to watch women knitting wool.
在后生的时候，我曾经观察过妇女去织毛衫。
I often heard them say something that stuck in my mind.
我成日听到佢哋讲一啲嘢咧，都为我留低好深嘅印象。
They used to say that you should never knit wool and cotton together.
佢哋话永远都唔好将毛线同棉线织埋一齐。
Because it ruins the garment.
因为咁样做咧，只会毁坏咗嗰件织嘅衫啫。
You can only knit together things that are of the same nature.
你只能够将相同质地嘅线织埋一齐。
Husbands and wives are to be joined in unity.
我们知道夫妻两个人要合而为一。
Members of the one body are to be united.
一个身体的各个关节、各个部分都要合而为一。
True believers in Christ who are brothers and sisters of Jesus must be united.
而真正相信基督的人，在基督里面的弟兄姊妹都要合而为一。
There are two things that the psalmist tells us about this biblical unity.
我们发现圣经诗篇133篇的作者告诉我们，圣经里面的合一有两个特质的。
First,
第一,
it is beautiful.
它是美善的。
Second,
第二,
it is blessed.
它是蒙福的。
Unity of the Spirit is always beautiful.
灵里面的合一总是美好的。
But the one thing that Satan hates to see,
但是有一件事就是撒旦最不想见到的。
Is a Christian home operating in unity.
原来就是一个基督徒的家庭很和谐地生活。
The one thing Satan dreads to see,
撒旦有一样东西很怕见到的。
Is a husband and a wife praying in unity.
就是丈夫和妻子一起同心去祈祷。
And the one thing that Satan will try hardest to destroy is a church united in purpose and goal.
有样嘢撒旦要极力咁样去破坏嘅就系教会喺目标上面嘅合一。
Why is that?
点解会咁样呢
？Because Satan hates whatever looks beautiful to God.
我哋发现原来撒旦好憎上帝任何眼中见到靓嘅嘢。
Someone called the unity of the Spirit a rare and exotic plant.
有啲人将灵里面嘅合一睇为一种罕见嘅奇花异草啊。
But unity should be common in a Christian home.
但是合一应该成为基督徒家里面的普遍现象吧。
Unity should be common in the Christian church.
合一应该成为基督教会里面的普遍现象。
When God created Adam and Eve,
当上帝创造亚当和夏娃的时候，
He not only designed them to be in unity with each other,
他不单止设计好让他们亚当夏娃两个人当中彼此合一。
He also designed them to be in unity with him.
上帝亦都设计好他要和亚当和夏娃合一。
But when Satan and sin came into their lives, their unity disintegrated.
但是当撒旦和罪进入到他们生命的时候，亚当和夏娃和上帝那种的合一被瓦解了。
God said that it was not good for Adam to be alone.
上帝话亚当你一个人独居唔好嘅。
So he gave him Eve.
所以上帝赐咗夏娃俾佢。
Not so that they could fight with each other.
唔系为咗让佢哋彼此争斗啊。
Not so that they may frustrate each other.
唔系让佢哋让彼此丧气啊。
Not so that they may irritate each other.
唔系让佢哋。去彼此去互相激怒对方。
But that they may complete each other.
最重要是要让他们互相补充。
Legend has it that after Adam was with Eve for a little while,
传说里面亚当和夏娃共处了一段时间。
He went to God and said to him,
亚当就找到上帝了。
Lord, why did you make the woman such a beautiful creature?
上帝啊，为什么你要将女人做到这么漂亮啊？
God said,
上帝就话了,
so that you may love her.
就是等你可以去爱她咯。
Then Adam asked,
跟着亚当又问了,
Lord, why did you make us so dumb?
上帝啊,为什么你弄到我们这么蠢啊?
God answered,
上帝就答了,
so that she can love you.
就等她可以爱你咯。
Now remember, this was just a legend.
这个只是一个笑话来的。
Humanity's first sin,
人类的第一次犯罪
resulted in separation from God,
导致了与上帝的隔离。
Humanity's second sin,
人类的第二次犯罪
when Cain killed Abel,
就是当该人杀了亚伯，都是亚当和夏娃的仔
resulted in the separation from each other,
它导致了人和人彼此之间的隔离。
And that is why only God the Holy Spirit can truly unite people together.
这个就是为什么只有圣灵才能够让人真正的合一。
No person can organize the unity of the Spirit.
没人能够促成圣灵里面的合一。
Organizations and institutional churches cannot create unity.
我们知道在机构和有组织的教会里面都不能够创造合一。
Only God unites people together.
只有上帝能够让人去合一。
And that can only happen when they come under God's authority.
这个亦都只有当人降服在上帝的主权之下的时候才能够成就。
When they come under the authority of His Word.
当人是降服在上帝话语的权柄里面的时候才能够成就。
What makes unity beautiful is that it comes from God.
这种合一是来自上帝的，所以它是特别美好的。
It is a gift of God through the indwelling Holy Spirit.
佢哋系通过上帝嘅圣灵嘅内住所赐下嘅礼物嚟噶。
You might be a person who's experiencing turmoil and strife.
你今日可能正喺度经历紧混乱，经历紧纷争。
You might be a person who is living in constant temptation.
你可能正喺度生活喺不断嘅试探里面。
You might be a person who does not have peace right now.
可能你而家心里面系冇平安。
Today you can come under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但系今日你可以选择。降服在主耶稣基督的主权之下。
For only he alone can give you peace.
因为只有他才赐给你平安。
He alone can give you joy.
只有他才能够赐给你喜乐。
For only he alone can bring unity to your home.
亦都只有他才能够为你的家庭带来合一。
He alone can bring unity to your church.
只有他才能够为你的教会带来合一。
Will you come to him today?
今日你愿不愿意来到他面前呢?
In the next message, I'm going to show you how God blesses unity.
在下一次的节目里面，我将要告诉你听，上帝是怎样赐福给合一的人的。而现在我好希望送上一首歌俾你，呢首歌叫做《教会一家》。我相信其实教会真系我哋嘅家庭，而我哋靠住圣灵嘅能力，先至能够合一。送上俾你，《教会一家》。
愿爱护圣兄弟。大众有似身体，没有手脚不行，没有口沉默无声，
共唱聚圣姊妹。大众有似有唱，谁住这里？
人自需运用，要多方建立信徒，彼此用爱心分享子女各样恩典，
愿爱护圣兄弟。大众有似身体，
似一个身体，
没有手脚不行，
手脚有，
没有口沉默无声，
共唱聚圣姊
妹，
大众有似屋宇，
好似一座屋宇，
没有住那不行。
没有唱，谁住这里？
人自需运用，要多方建立信徒，彼此用爱心分享子女各样恩典，
愿爱护众兄弟。大众或有差距， 没有偏见分歧，愿挽手齐步同心，愿献奉我生命，在教会作肢体，没有思见骄横，尽我心永要基督，愿献奉我生命，在教会作肢体，没有思见骄横，尽我心永要基督，没有思见骄横，尽我心荣耀基督。
听众朋友，送上给你的刚刚是教会一家，我相信合一在我们的教会里面是非常之重要的。记得合一不是代表同一，不是代表个个人都是要一模一样，个个的宗派都是要一模一样，所有的教会都要一模一样，每一个信徒都要一模一样，才叫做合一。合一是在于我们所有人都在上帝面前有同样的方向，同样的目标，而这种的合一只有圣灵才能够赐给我们。所以听众朋友，今日希望在这个的诗篇133篇里面，可以同大家去分享到弟兄姊妹和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。我们很多时候真的因为就算在信仰里面都是有很多的纷争，很多的流难，可能说哎呀这个教会就点点点，这个教会就点点点，所以呢我就回大教会不回这个小教会，或者这里的人又不喜欢那个的人，所以就分开了。其实我们要知道什么才是最核心的内容，什么才是最核心的真理。上帝教导我们合一，不是叫我们要一模一样，也不是叫我们所有的宗派都要合而为一，但是起码你要知道你分开不是因为我很憎这个人，我觉得万峰很差，不是因为这样分开，而是因为我们其实是着重在信仰的不同的侧重点。在这里希望大家是在今日的天路导向里面有更深刻对合一的了解，而在下一次的天路导向里面，我们会继续分享合一的内容，希望你继续仔细收听。愿上帝大大赐福给你，希望下次我们能够在天路导向同样的时间再会，并且希望你在这段时间能够写信给我们，让我们也都认识你更多。再见。